New York Governor Hochul orders prison reforms after inmates beating death. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on December 31st announced changes to the state's prison rules after the fatal beating of Robert Brooks, an inmate at Marcy Correctional Facility. The governor, who visited the prison after the incident, announced a series of reforms meant to deter abusive behavior by prison staff, encourage the reporting of such actions, and improve the culture and practices in New York State prisons. Mr. Brooks and his family did not deserve this, the governor said in a statement. The system failed Mr. Brooks, and I will not be satisfied until there has been significant culture change. Today, I am implementing a number of new policies at Marcy and within DOCCS, and I look forward to continuing to hear ideas from experts, elected officials, and advocates as we continue this work. According to footage released by the state's attorney general, several correctional officers took part in the December 9th beating of Brooks while he was handcuffed in a prison infirmary. Authorities then transferred Brooks to a hospital, where he was pronounced dead on December 10th. Brooks was serving a 12-year sentence for first-degree assault, having repeatedly stabbed his girlfriend in April 2016. State Attorney General Letitia James, the FBI, and the Department of Justice have all launched investigations into the beating. Hochul on Sunday ordered the termination of 14 staff members involved. The governor directed DOCCS Commissioner Daniel Marticello to tap Shangum Correctional Facility Superintendent Bernie Thorpe as Marcy's new permanent superintendent. She also moved to expedite the channeling of $400 million for the adoption of body-worn cameras and the installation of fixed cameras in all facilities operating under DOCCS auspices and imposed a requirement for all corrections officers to have their cameras turned on during interactions with inmates. Hochul ordered DOCCS to hire an outside firm to conduct a review of the department's internal culture and policies, ordered the addition of staff to the Department of Special Investigations to process complaints more expeditiously, took steps to expand the whistleblower hotline, and took a number of other steps designed to foster DOCCS partnerships with outside agencies devoted to ensuring the rights and well-being of inmates. Neither DOCCS nor the governor's office responded by publication time to a request for comment.